House Republicans unite? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is the big question an hour before the new Congress takes over. Most GOP members want Kevin McCarthy to be Speaker, but not all.
They're putting the American people's agenda in jeopardy.
That's Republican Congressman Dan Muser. They have to elect a Speaker first before the House can even swear members in.
Not in a century has a Speaker failed to win a vote on the first tally. But several Republicans from the party's conservative flank are openly opposing House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, enough to deny him the needed votes with a narrow majority.
On the other side of the aisle,
today also marks the first time in 20 years Nancy Pelosi is not the leader of her party in the House, after Democrats elevated New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries.
Fox's Jared Halpern. NFL player DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition in Cincinnati the morning after going into cardiac arrest on Monday Night Football, after the Buffalo Bill tackled a Bengal, got up, and then collapsed. It took CPR and a heart defibrillator to revive Hamlin. His teammates were in tears. Some fans showed up at the hospital in support.
I was kind of just looking at Twitter, looking for updates. Saw that people were gathering. It felt like the right thing to do, come down and join and just pray and hope for the best, really.
The game was stopped in the first quarter, never resumed. It's unclear if and when they'll play again. About an hour ago at Cape Canaveral in Florida.
5, 4, 3.
That's SpaceX's first launch of the year, sending more than 100 small satellites into orbit, some of them expanding SpaceX's Starlink internet service. In Brazil, Pele will be laid to rest today at a private funeral. After a very public goodbye to the soccer legend, fans had 24 hours to go to a stadium for a public wake for Pele, who died last week at the age of 82. On Wall Street, they're trying to rebound after last year's big selling. The Dow is starting the year up 3 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
History could be made this evening in Missouri if Amber McLaughlin gets a lethal injection as planned. She'd be the first transgender woman executed, known as Scott, when convicted in 2003 in a murder she transitioned while on death row 3 years ago. Brian Koberger is due in court this afternoon in Pennsylvania.
The 28-year-old is expected to waive his extradition and will be taken by U.S. Marshals to Moscow, Idaho, returning to the city where police say he stabbed these four innocent University of Idaho students to death inside of their off-campus home back in November. Koberger was a student at Washington State, which is only about a 10-minute drive from the crime scene. He was studying to get his Ph.D. in criminal justice and criminology.
Fox's Alexis McAdams outside the court in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Koberger's lawyer says he's eager to be exonerated. In court in New York City, a guilty plea expected today from Frank James, the man who attacked people in the subway in April, setting off smoke bombs, then shooting at random people, injuring 10. Also in court in New York today, Sam Bankman-Fried, who is facing fraud charges in the collapse of the FTX crypto exchange into bankruptcy.
Well, we can expect him to plead not guilty to all the charges that have been levied against him. This will be an arraignment where he will be expected to enter a plea with the district judge Lewis Kaplan presiding. Ronnie Abrams, the original judge assigned to this case, has recused herself as her husband had been an advisor to Sam Bankman-Fried's company, FTX. You might remember that Bankman-Fried's parents' home out in Northern California was used to secure that $250 million bond package so he could be free awaiting trial. Well, apparently two other people are going to co-sign for him as well, or act as sureties, to use the court's term. And his lawyer, Mark Cohen, this morning has just filed a motion. He's trying to keep their identities anonymous.
That's Fox Business Network's Colin McShane outside the court. Someone could strike it really rich tonight. Mega Millions worth $785 million, the sixth largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.